Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It is Friday, October 22nd. Friday, the last Friday of the month. This time next week, it's November. The holiday season is well underway. If you haven't seen the commercials, well, they're out there. Happy holidays. And I say happy holidays in a sense that I'm wrapping it all up as one big package. All the holidays. Halloween, Advent, Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Kwanzaa, all the holidays. I'm wrapping them all up into one, but as we get closer, I'll specifically mention each one. So, happy holidays. Now, that's nice little wrapping there. Going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle. Friday, the weekend is here, and a lot of people take it as a downtime. A lot of people take it as, oh good, get to relax. It's been a hard, long week. But you still got 2 days. You got 2 free days to do what you want to do your thing, to make your thing happen. And that's where going beyond the hustle, going beyond the grind happens. While you have the 80 hours of the work week, okay, or you have all 5 days working, doing your thing, doing the boss's thing, doing the thing with the family, trying to make things happen, that's great. But you have those 2 free days. Those 2 free days are not days to just slack off and just, oh, I'm going to put my feet up, eat bonbons, watch the college football on Saturday, watch the NFL on Sunday, drink coffee till I explode. No, it's not about that. You've got to prepare. You've got to plan. You've got to make things happen for the following week. You've got to strategize. Remember, folks, strategery. I know it's a made-up word. But what I'm getting at is plan. Use that time to plan. If you don't do anything else, use that time to plan and prepare for the following week. Take some time this Saturday, this Sunday, this tonight, Friday night. Make a list of what you want to do next week, what you want to accomplish, your goals for the next week. And include the fact that a new month starts this coming week. Make that plan. Set your goals. Figure out what you need to do. Get yourself ready. If you're going to be traveling, make sure you've got all your bags packed. If you need to be reminded as to where the keys are come Monday morning, place them there right now, or place them there as soon as you get home, and don't touch them until Monday morning. Charge your devices. Things like that. Talk to people. Take some time to talk to people. Build that into your plan. Little things like that add up. Little things like that, you create habits. Little things like that turn into big things. Because if you can take care of the little things, it's true, the big things will take care of itself, but you have got to put in the work. I've got to put in the work. You've got to put in the work. We all have to put in the work. But if we don't put in the work, how are we going to get what we want? So that's where it begins. It begins not just resting the entire weekend, which is understandable. It's expected. You've got to do that. You've got to de-stress. You got to ramp yourself back up, recharge, refocus, and get going. I get that. But you want to make things happen, this is the perfect time to do it. You're not at the office. You're at home. Great. Do your thing. Do that one thing that you've been wanting to do. Now's the time to do it. Now's the time to do it. You know what else is the time to do? Is to make today better than yesterday.